Welcome to your deep dive. Today, we're going to be tackling a real estate case from Florida, and it really kind of throws a wrench into how we think about mortgage priority. Just imagine, two mortgages, same property, they both end up in foreclosure. And the courts, will they have to decide, whose claim ends up on top?
Definitely a situation with, some twists and turns.
Exactly. We're diving into Argent Mortgage Co. v. Wachovia Bank N.A., and thankfully we've got our expert in real estate law here to help us kind of unpack this whole thing. So this case takes us back to Florida, 2004. Can you set the stage for us? What was going on?
Absolutely. Back in 2004, you had this couple, the Burks, and they took out two mortgages on a property they owned. The first mortgage was from Olympus Mortgage, and it was for $90,000. This was back on August 31st. But here's where things get a little, well, a little interesting. It wasn't actually recorded until January of 2005.
So they weren't exactly rushing to file that paperwork. What about the second mortgage? When did that come into play?
Well, the second mortgage, that was from Argent Mortgage, and it was for $65,000. This one was on December 10th of that same year, and it was recorded later in January of 2005.
Okay, so the first mortgage was created earlier, but it was recorded after the second mortgage. I can already like sense the legal battle brewing here. So wouldn't that normally mean that the first mortgage, well, that it would lose out?
In a system that was just purely based on who records first? Olympus probably would have won that one. They were quicker, getting to the courthouse. But Florida system, well, it's not quite that straightforward. It's more about notice than, than a race.
Notice. Okay, so help me understand. What does notice actually mean in this context? And why does it matter so much in this specific case?
Basically, it boils down to whether a lender knew or reasonably should have known, about a prior mortgage when they were issuing their own loan.
So it's not just about the paperwork. It's about like who knew what. That makes
Yeah.
sense. So walk us through what happened in the Argent case. Like, what were the next steps?
Sure. So Wachovia Bank, they ended up holding the Olympus mortgage, and they argued that it should have priority, because it was recorded first, even though it was made later. Basically, they were going with that whole "we recorded first, so we win" argument.
So what happened? Did the courts, buy that argument? Did it work?
Well, the trial court, they actually did side with Wachovia, and they granted them summary judgment.
So it sounds like that was a pretty decisive win for Wachovia.
End of story.
Not so fast. Argent, they decided to appeal the decision, and they argued that Florida's a notice state, not race notice like the trial court had decided.
Hold on, back up a sec. What's the difference between a notice state and a race notice state? And why does it even matter in this case? It's a super important distinction. In a notice state, the later lender, they're the ones who win if they had no notice of an earlier mortgage, when they gave out their loan. Think of it like buying a used car. You want to check the car's history, right? Make sure there are no accidents or problems. Same idea here. Argent was arguing basically that they had no clue about the Olympus mortgage when they gave out their loan, so they should be protected.
So in a notice state, even if you record second, you could still end up having, the stronger claim if you're in the dark about that initial mortgage. So what about race notice states then? How do those work?
Those are much stricter. The later lender, they have to both lack notice, and they got to record that mortgage first if they want priority.
Okay, I'm starting to see why this difference is so important. So the trial court, they thought Florida was a race notice state, but Argent was saying, no, it's a notice state. So what did the appellate court have to say about all of this?
Well, they actually reversed the trial court's decision, and they ended up siding with Argent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. They really dug into Florida law, specifically focusing on Section 695.01. And that section basically says that unrecorded documents, they're only void, against those who bought the property without knowing about them. The key here is that there's no mention of the recording times in that statute at all.
So the focus is really on the knowledge and not who was faster at like filing their paperwork.
Exactly. Wachovia, they tried to fight back, though. They pointed to a different part of Florida law, Section 695.11, which deals with when a document's considered officially recorded. They were trying to bring that whole race element back into it,
Trying to have their cake and eat it too, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. But the court wasn't buying it.
Good for them.
They basically said that section, it's just about the technicalities of the recording process, not about changing the fundamental principle of notice.
So they shut that argument down.
They did. And their reasoning, well, that's where things get really interesting. Yeah, their reasoning is really about, a pretty key principle in Florida law, and it's about protecting lenders who are, acting in good faith. Like, if Argent truly had no idea, you know, about the Olympus mortgage, then why on earth would you punish them for Olympus, you know, just being slow to record? It really all comes down to fairness.
That's a really good point. It just wouldn't be fair to penalize someone for, you know, something that they genuinely had no clue about. So it sounds like the court really recognized this. Basically said, look, a lender shouldn't be at a disadvantage just because another lender, you know, wasn't diligent enough to record their mortgage.
Exactly. And, you know, this whole case, it has some pretty major implications for, you know, anyone who's involved in real estate transactions. I mean, this is big.
So what would you say is like the main takeaway here? Like for our listeners, what should they, you know, what should they keep in mind after hearing about this case?
I think the biggest thing to remember is that doing those title searches, those thorough title searches, those are absolutely essential. You can't just rely on those recording dates. This case really shows us that even if there's a prior mortgage out there, if it's not recorded and your client had no idea about it, they might actually have, you know, the stronger claim in the end.
Wow. That's a pretty significant revelation, and it really kind of flips the script on how we usually think about these situations.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically saying it all comes down to like knowledge and doing your due diligence.
Exactly. This case just, it emphasizes how important it is to really get the nuances of notice in real estate law and just, you know, always making sure that you've done your homework before you jump into any, you know, agreements or anything like that.
So this case, it's not just relevant for like, you know, real estate professionals, right? I mean, there are definitely some lessons here for law students too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this case, it's like a masterclass in statutory interpretation and just legal reasoning in general. It shows how courts, they really go deep, you know, analyzing that legal language. And they're always trying to figure out like the legislative intent behind everything. They didn't just focus on who filed the paperwork first. They dug deeper to really understand the meaning and the purpose behind Florida's recording statute, you know.
So this case really highlights how important it is to like go beyond just the surface level and really understand the history, the context behind all these legal principles. You know,
yeah.
It's not just about memorizing rules.
Couldn't agree more. Argent Mortgage Co. v. Wachovia Bank. It's definitely one that every real estate lawyer, every aspiring lawyer even, should know about. It still has a huge impact on how real estate law is practiced in Florida today.
Well, I feel like we've definitely gotten a much clearer understanding of how mortgage priority works down in Florida. And it's definitely more complex than it might seem at first glance, you know, when you first hear about these cases.
Yeah. And the importance of those thorough title searches, I mean, it really can't be overstated.
Knowledge is power, especially in real estate. You mentioned earlier that this case, it raises some pretty interesting questions that, you know, go beyond the details of this specific situation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So while the court's decision really focused on, you know, protecting those who are acting in good faith, some people argue that having a pure notice system like this could have some unintended consequences.
Oh. That's interesting. What kind of consequences are we talking about here?
Well, one of the concerns is that it could actually it could incentivize lenders to just be less diligent overall when it comes to recording their mortgages right away.
I see what you mean. Like if they know their claim is, you know, still going to hold up, even if they're slow to record it, then they might not see it as a big deal, right? Why bother?
Right, exactly. And then, you know, what happens down the line? That's the real question. It could actually end up leading to more confusion and more disputes, especially when you've got multiple mortgages involved and those recording dates aren't very clear.
So while the notice system, it's really trying to protect those good faith actors, you know, it could also end up creating, you know, more complicated situations for everyone in the long run.
That's the dilemma, really. It makes you think about how to balance, you know, fairness with efficiency in real estate transactions.
I gotta say, this is why I love these deep dives.
Yeah.
You know, we start with a case that at first seems pretty straightforward, and then suddenly we're dealing with these big picture policy issues. It really gets the wheels turning.
Yeah. I mean, every case, every single legal principle, it all has these ripple effects that go way beyond just the people who are directly involved, you know? It's all connected.
That's such a great point. And it definitely leaves us with some stuff to think about, you know, long after this deep dive is over. So what would you say are some of the potential downsides to this notice system that our listeners should, you know, maybe mull over?
Well, one potential downside is, you know, it might create this like system where lenders, they just aren't as motivated to record those mortgages quickly. you know?
Yeah.
If they know they're protected, even if they drag their feet a bit, they might not see the rush, you know? Like, why bother?
Right, yeah. It's like, why bother if it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. And then, you know, that could create, well, it could cause some real chaos down the line, especially when you have, you know, maybe multiple mortgages out there and those recording dates, well, they just aren't clear.
So even though the whole notice system is really about, you know, trying to protect those acting in good faith, it could also backfire and create these much more complicated situations for everybody involved in the long run. It's like almost creates more problems than it solves.
Yeah, it's a real dilemma trying to find that balance, you know, between fairness and making sure things run smoothly in real estate. It's tough.
Tough indeed. So I guess the big question is, you know, what does this all mean for our listeners? What should they be walking away with after, you know, diving deep into this Argent Mortgage Covey Wachovia Bank case with us?
I'd say the most important thing to remember is that in Florida, knowledge is king when it comes to real estate. Seriously. Notice it's more important than speed. But, and this is a big but, it's not enough to just, you know, have that knowledge. You got to be proactive. Thorough title searches. Those are non-negotiable if you want to make sure you're aware of any potential, well, any potential claims on a property.
So it's really about protecting yourself, protecting your clients, right, and, you know, just doing that due diligence, dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
Exactly. This case, it's a reminder that even though the system, you know, tries to be fair, it's ultimately up to each person to stay informed and take those steps to protect themselves, you know? Don't rely on anyone else to do it for you.
It's been an amazing deep dive. We started with a single case, and now we're talking about, you know, these massive policy implications and how the whole system works. A huge thank you to our expert for walking us through all of this.
Happy to do it. These legal issues, you know, they're always so fascinating to unpack. There's always more to learn.
And to all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on this journey. We hope you've come away with, well, a better understanding of how mortgage priority works in Florida and why that whole idea of notice is so important in real estate law. Argent Mortgage Co. v. Wachovia Bank. It's a case worth remembering. And it reminds us that knowledge is power, and a little bit of due diligence can really go a long way. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep with us.